You're looking live at Texans players warming up for tonight's game. It's preseason week one, Texans versus the Panthers here at Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte, North Carolina. Doesn't feel like much of a preseason game as all the starters are dressed out for tonight's game. You're going to get that. You're going to get Drew Doherty with Mike Kraft, Panthers insider. We're going to do a live Q&A with fans, with sideline reporter and football analyst John Harris. All that and more coming up next on Texans Countdown Live. Rocking here at Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte, North Carolina. Welcome to Texans Countdown Live, presented by Verizon. It's actually our very first show, so you're probably watching us on HoustonTexans.com, on Facebook, on Twitter. It's really loud here, but we're excited for this first preseason game against the Panthers. All the Texans starters are suited up. J.J. Watt was out here, Deshaun Watson, Tom Savage, Jadeveon Clowney. We're going to get to all of them and more, but first, let's bring you some of our quick hits. He talked about that this week. Take a look.
Playing everybody. Everybody that's able to play will play. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Not sure what the big deal is on that. You know, if they go out there and they play well, maybe we'll take them out. You know, if we go out there and we're slapping around, we need some more rhythm in all three phases, we'll keep them in. We're going to play everybody. Everybody that's healthy and ready to go will play.
And one of those starters is none other than number 99, J.J. Watt. He was out here warming up. It's been a long time since we've seen 99 in pads. September 22nd, 2016, week three against the Patriots. We all know that. But J.J. sure was happy to be back. He talked about it this week.
Obviously, we had a bumpy road for a little while here. So it's very good to be out there, to be having fun. I'm having a blast. I love the game. I love the guys. I love my teammates. It's so much fun, and that's what this game is about. It's a kid's game, and so I'm just out there really enjoying it, and yeah, every day is a blast. Obviously.
Across the NFL, a lot of starting quarterbacks not seeing action in preseason week one. That includes the Panthers' Cam Newton. We won't see him today. One quarterback that's starting that you will see today, Tom Savage. It's a big game for him. He's not looking at it just like a preseason game. There's a lot he wants to accomplish tonight.
It's important. I mean, every time we strap those pads on and go out there, it's important, you know, and it's going to be a good test for us to go out there and go against live opponent, and it's going to feel good to get hit for the first time in a year, but it'll be good.
Some specific things you'd like to work on?
Just piggybacking off of what I told her, just protect the ball. I mean, we want to score points, and that's mm-hmm. I know it's a simple answer, but that's...
For all of you watching, if you've got questions or comments, be sure to put them in Facebook, Twitter. We're going to get to those with John Harris. But first, Drew Doherty took us around Bank of America Stadium and a very large drum.
Thank you, DP, and bang that drum. Celebrate, go crazy, because football is back. The Texans taking on the Panthers tonight here in Charlotte, and this big drum to my right, well, it's been banged by folks like Seth Curry, Del Curry, Curry Kirkpatrick, and a whole host of others. Going to be a fun one this evening as we get our first look at Deshaun Watson. And here in Charlotte, he's a big name because North Carolina, just a little bit far north of South Carolina, where he played his ball at Clemson. So he was a big deal there. We just saw him shaking hands, posing with Steve Smith, the greatest Panther of them all. Steve Smith and his daughter here checking out things pregame. So, DP, we're going to kick it back to you, but we can't wait. The football season is now upon us.
Thank you. Welcome back. As promised, I'm joined with sideline reporter and football analyst John Harris. We're going to take some of your fan questions coming up in just a little bit. First of all, Johnny, welcome. What's it like to be back during football?
It feels good. It feels good. This was a little different because for the first time my family is here in North Carolina. They're all from North Carolina, so I've had nephews, nieces, my wife, my kids. So it's been pretty good. I'm pretty excited. And now it's time for football. So we're jacked up. We're ready to go. So let's do this.
All right. We saw everybody in their starting uniform today.
Yeah.
Everybody in full pads, I should say. All the starters, J.J. Watt. In fact, I got to say, what was it like seeing J.J. run out here?
Pretty good. You know, it's funny. Seeing him out here, the first thought I had was week three last year in that game against New England and what a horrible night that was. And that was the last time we saw him.
I want to remember that.
How much fresher he looks and just – how good he looked. I mean, my daughter was over there just wanted a glimpse of him. So I know that's what a lot of people over here feel. They just want a glimpse of him. And I'm sure that's what we'll get tonight is just a glimpse. But that's fine.
Actually,
just a glimpse. That's all we need.
That's going to bring us to our first question. Jacob Bitterly wants to know, how much will J.J. Watt play tonight? Johnny, look, crystal ball time for you.
He doesn't really have to play much. I think it's got to be 3-4 plays. Let it go. Just let it out for 3-4 plays, and then that's it. Then that's all you need to see. If he makes a play, great. If not, he's just got to bang the pads a little bit at a little faster rate than he's been doing in practice, and then get him out. Same thing for Clowney. Same thing for him. Kush, same thing. Get those guys a few reps. Get them off the field after a 3-and-out, hopefully. Led the NFL in 3-and-out defense last year, so hopefully they'll get one early. And then from there, they can go rest, put the ball cap on, and enjoy the rest of the night.
He'll be a little rusty, actually. I've got a funny story. He ran into the opposing team's tunnel during warm-ups, and some of the Panther fans, Tyler, who's a man who the camera for us, told us that some of the Panthers fans said, we'll take you, JJ, but we don't want, we're not that generous around here. JJ laughed and ran to the right tunnel, but a little rusty. He certainly is happy to be back for football. All right, let's talk about quarterbacks. I know that a lot of people want to know about Deshaun Watson and how much of him we're going to see tonight. We know that Tom Savage will get the start, though, tonight.
Well, here's the thing with the quarterbacks. I think we've thought all along that Deshaun will probably get a significant amount of playing time, maybe two quarters. Tom Savage hasn't played a lot of football either, so he's got to get some reps at a faster rate against an opposing defense, get up to the line of scrimmage and see what they're doing. It's a different scheme. It's a 4-3 scheme, so it's going to give him some work against something different. So I think Tom's going to get some good reps tonight. I don't know if he'll get 2 series, 3 series, what it is. I think it all has to do with how successful that first unit is. If it's 8-10 play drive, going out, score a touchdown, okay, Tom, you're done. Put a ball cap on, and then Deshaun will come in at that point. That's what I think, and Deshaun will probably take it for a couple of quarters, then Brandon Weed will take the fourth quarter.
And I got to point out, we're seeing a lot of orange jerseys out here.
A lot of orange.
There's a teal, there's a battle red, and a deep steel blue, and then there's orange. A lot of Clemson fans out here. They're Texans fans tonight. All right, we got a question from Mike Ralston. He wants to know, how is Brian Cushing looking so far?
I think Brian's looked good. He's had a couple of moments in practice. I mean, we saw him mic'd up, HoustonTexans.com. Go check that out. That mic'd up was great. But he's had a couple of hits in practice, and you can tell that he sort of let up at the very end. And I got a feeling Cush is going to unload tonight. He wants to just have that one big hit, one big tackle, and then be done. I mean, that's all they really need to do. Look, what year is this for Cush? 9, 10, 9, I think.
He's counting, right? Million tackles. Isn't that what he said in his mic'd up? 9 years, a million tackles.
He doesn't need to show much. He just needs to get some reps. Again, look, they're not even facing Cam Newton tonight. So it'll be Jonathan Stewart. It'll be Christian McCaffrey. But those are good guys to go against because at this time of year, you really haven't tackled anybody. You've thrown your shoulder into guys. You've wrapped guys up kind of, but you really haven't made a full tackle. Tonight you get to do that.
All right. Cody Roach wants to know, will Deontay Foreman run tonight?
Oh, he'll run.
Oh, he's going to run a lot.
Oh, he's going to run.
I can answer that for you, Cody.
He's going to Forrest Gump this thing tonight. He's going to get the ball a lot, I have a feeling. I don't think we're giving away state secrets. I think Deontay's going to carry it a bunch. And I think that's important
for him to do as well.
Absolutely. And again, I go back to the fact that running backs haven't been tackled. Quarterbacks haven't been tackled. Wide receivers haven't been tackled. So this is that opportunity for these guys to finally be tackled. Can they break a tackle? Can Deontay fight through an arm tackle and do those things? And that's some of the things that we're looking forward to tonight. But I think 27 is going to see it a lot. I think we're going to see 27 with 4 in the backfield a lot. And that really is going to get the Houston fans excited to see a rookie, a quarterback that they've been waiting to see for a long time, and a local homeboy together. That's going to make fans really excited.
All right, let's take one more question. This one comes from Alex Lopez. How are safeties been doing during camp?
I think the safeties have played pretty well. I still am not sure how that mix is going to go together. That's what I'm waiting to see tonight. And I don't know if they'll solve everything tonight, but who's going to be that guy opposite Andre Howell? I got a good feeling Andre Howell is that guy, DP. He's the one. Who's the other safety? Corey Moore's gotten a lot of starts. K.J. Dillon, how healthy is he coming off the knee injury? And then you got Curtis Drummond, number 23. Keep an eye on him. He was one of my players to watch tonight because he does a lot of different things for this defense. I think he is absolutely key for the 2017 defense. So keep an eye on Curtis Drummond tonight.
All right, Johnny, I want to wish you a great game tonight.
Thank you.
Walking up and down the sidelines tonight.
Looking forward to it. Finally.
You get your exercise. Finally, it's football time. All right.
Yes.
We're going to get into a little bit of Panthers behind the scenes. I'm going to toss it over to Drew Doherty, who's joined us now with Mike Kraft, Panthers Insider.
All right, Survivor had the Eye of the Tiger song. That's one of my favorites. We got the Eye of the Panther, and to help us with that is the great Mike Kraft, a Panthers insider. He's one of our good buddies. We see him at all the stuff, the Combine, Pro Bowl, Senior Bowl, all that stuff. You doing all right, Mike?
Doing great. Let's not date ourselves how many years we've been working together, because I feel like the NFL is one big team. And even though there's a lot of competition on the field, we still work together a lot, don't we?
No doubt. And that's especially the case tonight, because both teams going to show some vanilla offense, vanilla defense. What are the Panthers looking to accomplish this evening?
Well, first thing they want to accomplish is get the ball in the hands of Christian McCaffrey. Let me tell you, Drew, down at training camp, there has been such a buzz like I haven't seen since Cam Newton first came to the Panthers. He came in and in a couple days made a couple moves, and you have veterans just drooling over this guy's talent. Now, at Stanford, he played in a pro-style offense. Here, he'll be doing much the same. So look for him to do things as a running back first, and then you'll see all the other stuff on the periphery. But tonight they want to get him off going because this fan base wants to see, we call him Maxie.
That's fun. That's fun. Some of the stuff I've heard, and correct me if I'm wrong, but we all know about the electricity. But he's been doing stuff in between the tackles too, hasn't he?
Always. And he did it at Stanford. I mean, they ran a lot of 12 personnel stuff with two tight ends, so he did a lot of running in between the tackles. And he has the skills to do so, and I'm telling you, I actually coached running backs way back when at Johnson C. Smith, the local school here. And one thing you'll notice about a good running back is he matches quick feet with great vision. Yeah. This guy does it beyond parallel. I don't want to, like, go crazy, but I go back and watch old film of Emmitt Smith. He never took a big hit because he's always able with his eyes to judge where the defenders are and never give them a full shot at him.
Yeah, that's echoing what we've heard, the excitement throughout camp, throughout OTAs, all that other stuff. So what about the defensive side of the ball? What are the Panthers looking to do? Who's back? Who's out for tonight?
Well, I'm going to tell you, with that defense, you're bringing back Julius Peppers to the stadium. I was here from day one when he was a rookie, and I knew we were seeing a player like we had never seen before. With that mix of size and strength and quickness, it's unbelievable. And even at this age, after all these years, he's still playing at that kind of level. They've been sort of on a pitch count at training camp because, you know, when you line up, you know what you're going to get. You need Julius on third down, coming off that edge and getting those sacks. And they were kind of resting him during training camp, and then they're going to turn him loose out here on the field during the regular season.
A lot of folks back in Houston would have loved to have had Julius Peppers instead of David Carr, but that's a subject for another time, right, Mike?
Yeah.
Okay, what's a success for the Panthers tonight?
Well, let me go back because you gave me chills thinking about Peppers opposite Clowney. Because now you're talking about two guys that I've seen with my own eyes. Yeah. I saw Clowney when he played right down the road in high school. And I tell you, his skills are on that similar path as Julius Peppers. But, you know, your question was about offense?
Well, just on the whole, what's a success tonight for the Panthers? It's a preseason game,
A success is to play 60 minutes, get off the field without any serious injuries, and get back down to Spartanburg and finish up training camp. You're not going to see anything exceptional. You're going to see a lot of vanilla offense. Defense is going to play base. They want to see guys go through their checks, do the things they're supposed to do, and then make some good plays. But nobody's going to get extensive time tonight. You're probably not going to see Cam Newton throwing because down at camp, you know, they've been bringing him along with that shoulder. And now, you know, you can save him for the regular season because you know what you have there as well.
Good stuff as always from Mike Kraft. Thanks so much for the time. Have a great game tonight. We're going to kick it back to you, DB.
You know.
Thanks, Drew. All right, let's get you ready for tonight's game. Here are my keys to tonight's matchup with the Panthers. Tom Savage, it's a big start for him. He said so this week himself. We need to see some chemistry with Tom Savage. He said he'd like to move the offense, protect the ball, score some points. Pretty straightforward for Tom. I'd like to see that from the offense. As far as the defense, John Harris said it. Three and outs are always good. This defense did it really well last year. It's even more important they do it tonight, so some of these starters can rest early and put in the backups, the rookies, the younger players, see what they can do and get some live looks here during game time. Now, as far as special teams, the return game with no Will Fuller, it'll be interesting to see who steps up. Will it be Tyler Irvin, Braxton Miller, Wendell Williams? We've seen a number of guys returning kicks during training camp. I'd like to see some strong, long returns tonight in special teams. All right, that's going to do it for us. Texans Countdown Live presented by Verizon. We're going to take you right up to kickoff. And, you know, as always, you can check out our website, HoustonTexans.com, for all the coverage, for all the press conferences and more. I'm going to head up to the press box myself and start watching the game and writing some stories. Thank you so much for watching, and go Texans.
And we are ready to rock. Touchdown! He's in! He's in!
Well, just when you think you've seen it all, there's always something else.
Cloudy coming!
Tipped and intercepted!
And this place is going crazy! Rocket!